All right, it's kind of news, but not really. So take it for what it is. It's Joe's Need to Know News. Joe's Need to Know News, here we go. Super Bowl 54, Kansas City came from behind, which seems to be their football style this whole year. They trailed 20-10. Mackenzie, you thought that the 49ers, like, they're going
to
win.
I did. I thought I was safe to go to sleep. I was like, yep, they got this.
Well,
not so much.
Yeah, unfortunately for you and a lot of people, not going to happen. 6 minutes left. They came back to beat the 49ers 31-20. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes, the game's MVP. He's the youngest at 24. Who's the second youngest? Does anybody know? I feel like Liv knows this one.
Tom Brady?
Yeah, he did it at 25, so there we go. And your boy, I saw Liv share this on her Instagram, Lamar Jackson, NFL News. Most valuable player, won that unanimously. That's a pretty big one. Only other person to do that, Tom Brady.
I know, I'm going to cry. I was so happy, so proud of him. So Lamar Jackson came from my alma mater, the University of Louisville. He won the Heisman.
That's why you love him so much. I didn't realize that.
You didn't know that?
I got to be honest,
no. You had no idea why I loved him?
I just thought, oh, he's a really good player. That's why Liv likes him.
No, I am a giant University of Louisville fan. He came from the University of Louisville. He won the Heisman there. He put us on the map.
Mm-hmm.
I just love him. He's like, oh, he's my baby. I just love him. I adore him.
All right, some other football news. Former Pittsburgh Steelers safety Troy Polamalu. If you don't know him, you know his hair from the Head and Shoulders commercial. That guy's got some beautiful hair. And former Indianapolis Colts running back Edrin, why can I not talk? Oh my gosh. Liv, sports minute me up here, please. Edrin James was elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
You should know, Ed.
You got it.
I know. I just can't talk this morning.
I mean,
even I do. I know who he is. I'm just like, I was like Shakira at the Super Bowl last night.
You wish.
Well, have you seen my abs?
I don't know. Can you shake those hips like that?
Well, I can make my gut wiggle if that counts. Okay, speaking also of the Super Bowl, 44% of us in the U.S. think that Monday, today, after the Super Bowl should be a paid holiday. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Does anybody get today off, too? Because I want to go work for your company. I bet somebody gets to take the day off.
The Chiefs do.
Yeah, they certainly
yes.
do. Let's see here. Not to scare you, but three more people in California, including a husband and wife, have reportedly tested positive for the coronavirus. That brings the total number of U.S. cases to 11. Now, here's where I get a little scared.
Freaking me out.
The CDC ordered a 14-day, could you imagine this? A 14-day federal quarantine for Americans flown out of China. So they have to, like, chill in Alaska. Like, Mackenzie, if you were in China, it's like, you have to hang out in Alaska at this, like, base for 2 weeks.
Vacation.
No, listen, this ain't an Alaskan cruise.
Oh, man.
You're not waving, hi, Sarah Palin.
Like, a lot of places I'd rather be for 2 weeks than Alaska. Like, stick me in Hawaii for 2 weeks.
Could you imagine if you were stuck quarantined with me for 14 days?
Oh, no.
You'd be like, just let me die. I think I have it. Give it to me if not. No, listen, the reason it's a big deal, the last time the CDC issued a quarantine like this was in the 60s for smallpox. So this doesn't happen every couple of years. But once again, the flu kills more people than is the coronavirus does. And I'm glad they should name all viruses after beer. I would do so much better sounding intelligent. Finally, there was a big thing with PETA. They wanted to replace Punxsutawney Phil, the groundhog that we tell if it's going to be an early spring or not, with a robot. I don't know if they did that yet, but that's what PETA wanted. But we actually heard from Punxsutawney Phil, and he did not see a shadow yesterday, meaning spring will come early.
Yay!
Yes! If you look at records dating back to 1887, the groundhog has predicted more winter more than 100 times, making this year's forecast kind of a rare one. So we'll see what it is. I think his accuracy rate is about 40%, which is probably that about an actual meteorologist.
Yeah.
I mean, I have friends that are weather people, so I can joke with them, but...
Yeah. It's probably, I mean, you know, they get all the love when it's a great forecast, mm-hmm. and they get all the hate when it's not.
It's like, thank you, Mackenzie, for the sunny forecast.
You're
like,
welcome.
No problem. I've been wrong 6 other days this week, but you'll love this one.
The best is to be like in San Diego, a weather person.
Oh,
it's
my
like
God.
Sunny and 75 every day.
I would like to apologize. I said it'd be 75. We only hit a high of 74 today.
Mm.
Boo.
The life.
Yeah, that's Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it out at joemackenzie.com. Coming up next, song of the day. Save this number in your phone, 52140. You're going to text song in just a second to vote for your choice.